The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now it's time to look back at some of the weekend action in sport. We're joined by Owen Sheen from Off the Ball. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
2-0 in the great Manchester derby, and it has to be said, Manchester United were worth their win.
Absolutely. They were brilliant yesterday, and not many people would have seen this coming. Manchester City had won 21 games on the bounce, and while Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has a fantastic record against Pep Guardiola, I don't think too many people actually saw this result coming, because Manchester United had been poor since their title challenge kind of went off the rails in the early part of this calendar year, while City looked to be getting better and better. Manchester United got a brilliant performance from Anthony Martial yesterday and a brilliant performance from Luke Shaw, who has been excellent all season. It is the performance of Anthony Martial, though, that will leave a lot of United fans probably scratching their head this morning, because there have been many questions about who will they sign in the summertime to replace him, because Edinson Cavani obviously is getting on at this point. He wasn't available yesterday, and Anthony Martial just hasn't been up to it all season. You'd wonder if yesterday's performance changes things for him personally and if it reignites his Manchester United career, or if it is going to be a flash in the pan, because United have had some brilliant flashes this season, Pat, and yesterday was probably the brightest of them.
And De Gea was missing because his wife is having a baby, and Henderson did very well in goal, although he wasn't pressed that much, it has to be said. What about Liverpool, though? I mean, I would certainly didn't see a 1-0 defeat to Fulham coming.
No, and it's six on the bounce at Anfield now that they have lost. It's pretty shocking, the slide that Liverpool have experienced since the turn of the year, really. Like, I think people have been pointing back to the Aston Villa 7-2 win against Liverpool. But really, I think that is a little bit of forgetfulness going on there, because Liverpool were doing really well before Christmas. They beat Crystal Palace 7-0 at one point. And it was almost that 7-0 game that put the halt on their charge towards another Premier League challenge. Since then, they've been desperate, really, and they just can't score goals. Their possession stats have been good. Their shots have been decent. It's just their shot on target tally, which has been lower than they would usually like. And it's hard to know why exactly that is. Is it down to the attack, which Jurgen Klopp, I guess, shuffled yesterday? Is it down to the service that the attack are getting? Or is it because the midfield are no longer in total control as a result of some of their midfielders having to play at centre-back, for example? Nobody really knows the answer at this point. And one of the people who doesn't seem to know the answer is Jurgen Klopp. He was mystified, it seemed, after the game yesterday. Again, sort of accepted that maybe Fulham wanted it more. And in fairness, Fulham are fighting for survival in the Premier League. For Liverpool, they do have the Champions League to contend with now at the moment. They go into the Leipzig game this week, 2 goals to the good. They might not get European qualification or Champions League qualification through the Premier League, but there's an opportunity here for them to maybe show some sort of sparkle that they showed before Christmas and go deep into the European competition.
Now, the riddle over who would take over Gordon Elliott's yard, as he has been suspended for a year, reduced to 6 months, and that riddle has now been resolved.
Yeah, Denise Foster is going to take over during Gordon Elliott's 6-month suspension. Denise Foster is said to be hugely popular. She's been straining for quite some time, for over 20 years, not far from the Colin Troy yard. She's saddled over 40 winners since 1998, and she comes with a huge reputation. A small bit of controversy over the course of the weekend, controversy on top of controversy, really, was a statement released by Gordon Elliott saying that he will be available to assist her as she requires. That line had been removed then amid, I guess, more fury from social media and from elsewhere as well, and he had to issue a second statement, I guess, just to try and push forward this image that he is not going to have a huge part to play in this. There's also a ridiculous idea out there that Gordon Elliott shouldn't be living on site, or whatever the suggestion is, but that is his residence. And I think there's, again, the lynch mob for Gordon Elliott hasn't really gone anywhere, I guess, over the last couple of days.
And then briefly, the Pro 14 went to, I suppose, the expected results, although Munster were hard put to it by Connacht, but Leinster were magisterial at times against Ulster.
Yeah, the 38-19 scoreline probably doesn't suggest what a good game this was. Ulster were really good in that first half. Obviously, they got that red card and that really hampered their chances of getting anything out of that game. It's going to be a Leinster versus Munster Pro 14 final. It's going to be really interesting because it takes place the weekend immediately after the finale of the Six Nations, and it takes place the weekend immediately before the resumption of the Champions Cup. Munster, you feel, will send out a full team because A, they need to beat Leinster, and B, they need to win a trophy. They haven't won a trophy in 10 years. Leinster might play more of a mixed side, but that doesn't mean that they won't go into the game favourites. Their squad depth has been some of the best in Europe really over the past couple of seasons, and they'll be looking to really keep the foot down on Munster in this rivalry that really hasn't existed over the last couple of years when it comes to results anyway. So it's a very tantalising prospect. Munster's kids taking a step up and getting more experience over these last few weeks. There are a couple of more Pro 14 rounds to happen now in the background while the Six Nations occur for them to get more minutes before that Leinster showdown.
Well, it's great. There's so much sport going on. A bit of controversy in the indoors, the athletics, with COVID raising its head. The Irish team come home with no medals, but a lot of promise for the future. Perhaps we'll talk about that another day. But Eoin Sheehan from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.